Hello there, human. Never seen you in here before. How about an ale? Well, I got some fine selection back here. Coming right up. I had heard that there was a human visiting my tavern. Just never thought I'd see you. Well, of course, this is my place of business. We orcs are not as stupid as a lot of the rumors would have you believe. Ah, yes. Our ancestors were not the brightest of the bunch. But to be honest, neither were yours. I take it that you haven't really encountered a lot of my kind. It doesn't surprise me at all, really. We orcs have a bad rep, and because of that, we don't really mingle a lot with other races. In short, we just keep to ourselves, or stay with those who understand we are not our past. And that's why it's just me in this village. This place is my home. A little haven away from where I came from. And I did come here by accident, really. Well, you see, I wanted to see the world. Just didn't realize that the world didn't want to see me. Well, I was attacked. The first village I came to wasn't really friendly to outsiders. They were so set in their beliefs that the old tales were still true. That orcs were just vicious beasts that were only out to pillage and raid. Simply brutish, aggressive, and a malevolent race of monsters. So when they saw an ogress coming towards their village, they hid at first. Shunned me. Kept their distance, but still had a watchful eye. So when I was in the middle of town looking for a place to rest, and maybe some food, they attacked me. No, I wasn't that hurt by the attack. It's not like they had any paladins or real weapons. No. They were farmers with pitchforks, wooden spears, and a buttload of rocks. Yeah, I had a sword on my hip at the time, but I didn't fight back. Why should I have? They did what they thought was best out of fear and wanting to protect their people. Oh, I did get a black eye from a rock. It hit my face just right. And a medium-sized bruise on my left side from a well-placed hit of a pitchfork. I'm just glad that they didn't use the pointed end of it. Yeah, I got out of there pretty quickly. Just ran off in a random direction. How I got here? After running away from the mob of angry people, I just kept going. Continued walking until I was exhausted. I don't even remember how long before setting up camp by an abandoned hut. between you and me, I didn't really want to enter any village that I encountered. Not after the first one. Well, I didn't know if they were going to attack me or not. Maybe it was just some paranoia, but I didn't want to take any chances. I slept with one eye open, as they say. Not really sleeping. Keeping my campfire from burning out so that I would have some heat during the night. But, as it was, in the morning I must have fallen completely asleep. And I woke up to an elf cooking fish. Oh, I woke up fast when I saw that. I just scrambled away from this stranger. And, yeah, I know what you might be thinking. An orc afraid of an elf cooking fish? And in any other setting, I would have agreed with you. But I woke up unarmed, unprepared, with another individual close to me who had a weapon in their hand. Oh, it was just a small knife that they were using to gut the fish. But in my mind, there was a knife. Oh, they laughed at me when I tried to get up and away. And because they did that, it made me pause and really look. I was so ready to just sprint out of there with nothing. And that's how I met Lorien. A cocky little shit of an elf. Oh, they're the son of the chief. Just doing a routine perimeter check around the village. Making sure no predators were too close to the livestock or the kids, should they venture out. It was the smoke that gave my location away. Well, he thought it was bandits at first, but when he came up to my little impromptu camp, he saw it for what it was. Just an individual who was probably down on their luck and far from home. Where did the fish come from? My, you're just full of questions, aren't you? Well, you see, there was a little stream not far from my camp, with fish and fresh water. Lorien is a good fisherman, and a hunter. So he caught some fish and decided to make us breakfast. Huh? No. Me and him were just friends. There's no romance between us at all. We might be from two different races, but we're like brother and sister. And we had a talk over the breakfast. He invited me back here to the village. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to travel further or just go back home at first. But this town, it's so peaceful and friendly, so I decided to stay. Oh, I stayed at the inn first, of course. Just scooping the place out. And to stay there, I really needed some coin. Thankfully, this place had an opening as a waitress. Huh? No. I didn't start this tavern. Everything in this village was already established long before I came here. there was this adorable elderly couple who owned it. I only became the owner because the husband passed away, and the wife just didn't have it in her to continue running it. It held too many memories and became too much for her. And none of her children wanted to come back here and run it with her. So she sold it to me. And before long, she moved closer to the rest of her family. Oh, well, I've owned this place for, I think, 3 years now? Why didn't see me when you first came here? Well, I've been on a business trip. Mm-hmm. I needed to go negotiate some prices for different goods and do some purchases. I don't really have any trouble with the traders. The old owner, she helped me out in the beginning. Got people used to me being an orc. And if there were new traders, I communicate by letter before ever setting up a meeting. Yes, I just got back today. Oh, where are my manners? Would you like some more ale or anything else? Talking about owning a business and not doing my job. Yay me. Well, I've just been talking your ear off for a long time now. Well, it's good that you don't mind. And it's nice to get some new blood around here. And it doesn't hurt that you're cute either. You blush very prettily too. I shouldn't tease. How about this? Come by tomorrow morning. I'll show you around. Let you in on where all the good places are. Oh, no, you don't have to leave. I just actually need to see if my other patrons here need something. No rest for the owner, but it was nice talking to you. I might swing by every now and again. Just see if you need something. As I was saying, duty calls.